It is Thursday, September 20th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kelms, and this is Ozarks at Large.
I'm Christina Thomas. Support for KUAF comes from the Community Clinic, helping people lead healthy lives by providing health care in Northwest Arkansas for over 12 years, with locations in Springdale, Rogers, Siloam Springs, and Fayetteville. Healthy people, healthy community. On the web at communityclinicnwa.org.
The KUAF website giveaway is offering 2 3-day passes to the Yonder Mountain String Band's Harvest Music Festival, October 11th through the 13th in Ozark. Performers include Yonder Mountain String Band, Sam Bush, and more. Artists and musician-led family workshops will be offered, plus numerous vendors and outdoor activities. The drawing will be Friday, a week from tomorrow, September 28th, during Ozarks at Large at noon. Registration available at KUAF.com.
Ahead on Ozarks, we continue our week-long series on poverty. Today, spending time with a single mother who works, but makes less than the federal poverty line in Arkansas.
Plus, a new program at Crystal Bridges encourages art scholarship and more.
First, widening work continues on a stretch of Interstate 540 in Fayetteville. Joe Shipman, district engineer with the Arkansas State Highway and Transportation Department, says that the work is moving steadily along.
The contractor has laid some of the surfacing, for the roadway. We're anticipating right now that we may be able to allow traffic to utilize that new section of roadway perhaps in the next 3 weeks or so.
Shipman says that the addition of the third lane between Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Weddington Drive is currently the only widening project on I-540 that has funding, though other widening projects for I-540 are on the Highway Department's list of long-term highway needs. Shipman says that the Highway Department is also preparing to work on other improvements, paid for through a bond measure that voters approved last fall.
As a result, we're reconstructing some interstates in the near future, including some work in the Fayetteville, Springdale, Rogers area. That work will not involve additional capacity. It will involve maintenance and restoring the existing roadway.
Arkansas voters will be asked in November to decide whether to enact a half-cent sales tax increase to pay for highway improvements across the state, including further widening of I-540. Shipman also says that expansion work on Highways 265 and 16 is set to begin in the coming weeks.
The countywide fall cleanup will begin this weekend in Sebastian County. Between 7 and 2 Saturday, dumpsters will be placed outside of City Hall in Central City and at the East Sebastian County Park in Lavaca. Randy Hall is the director of the Sebastian County Solid Waste District.
This time it runs from September the 22nd until October the 27th. It encompasses most of the cities in Sebastian County. It's to help residents get rid of old unwanted items like tires, appliances, or just general household trash.
Hall says the waste district also places a trailer for collecting e-waste at the trash drop-off points. He says that while much of what is collected during the cleanup is typically household trash and goes to the landfill, other items take a different route after being collected.
The tires that are collected, the Sebastian County Solid Waste District has a tire collection facility. We get those tires, and they go off to our processor for further processing. The electronics do the same thing. We have a processing center out at Chaffee Crossing that's all collected and sorted, and it goes to our processor for further processing. They collect metal. Those are taken to a metal recycling facility in Fort Smith for further processing.
The Saturday cleanups will continue through October 27th. For locations of the drop-off points and for a list of items that cannot be accepted at drop-off points, you can go to the county's website at sebastiancountyonline.com.
The University of Arkansas in Fayetteville yesterday posted its official enrollment numbers for the fall semester. This year, 24,537 students are enrolled at the university, close to the unofficial total of 24,600 students reported last month. The record total amounts is a 5.8% growth over 2011 enrollment totals.
Emergency food and shelter programs in Benton County received some additional support as the county's Emergency Food and Shelter Board program has received more than $67,000 for programs in the county. The money was awarded by a national EFSP board consisting of representatives from the Salvation Army, American Red Cross, United Jewish Communities, Catholic Charities USA, the National Council of Churches of Christ, and the United Way. Conditions of the grant dictate that recipients of the money must be a private nonprofit organization or unit of government, and that the organization must have an accounting system and practice non-discrimination.
The drought that has affected the entirety of Arkansas through the summer continues to lessen its grip on the state. Figures released today by the National Drought Mitigation Center show that 8.75% remains in exceptional drought conditions, the most intense drought classification used by the center. That figure is down from just over 12% of the state in exceptional drought last week. Areas still under exceptional drought conditions stretch between eastern portions of Washington and Benton counties to western portions of Stone and Izard counties. According to the center, just over 0.1% of the state is under no current drought conditions.
And for the forecast for the final hours of summer, partly cloudy, a low of 63 in the Arkansas River Valley tonight. Northwest Arkansas, partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain after midnight tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, overcast, then mostly cloudy with a high of 91 in the Arkansas River Valley. Northwest Arkansas can expect overcast conditions, 20% chance of rain tomorrow morning, clear tomorrow afternoon, high of 84. And for Friday night, partly cloudy, lows of 50 in Northwest Arkansas, upper 50s tomorrow night for the Arkansas River Valley.